face under the Biden administration with potentially higher taxes, a higher minimum wage, higher, you know, more red tape and regulations. And now this, these small business owners, especially in Cobb, I mean, a lot of these are minority owned businesses that were really looking forward and desperately needed this kind of revenue in stream. And so, and all because, quite frankly, there was a misinterpretation or misunderstanding, or quite frankly, just an outright lie of the law that was passed here in Georgia on voting rights. And the bottom line is that law, it just makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, and coincidentally, it was back on this date in 1974 when Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hits his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary record of 714 homers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season. And now let's go live to the world-famous R&O's restaurant on Old Hammond Highway in historic Bucktown with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Paint. We're live here again, as we are every Thursday at lunchtime here at R&O's. Everybody knows where R&O's restaurant is in historic Bucktown. On the South Shore, on the doorstep, of course, of Lake Pontchartrain on Old Hammond Highway. We're going to be here for an hour. We're going to talk with one of our sponsors who's with us in person. We're also going to talk a little Pelicans basketball. We got the Masters going on, got big golf tournament. And we're going to talk a little bit about this great restaurant. I mean, the food is unbelievable. The roast beef po' boy, the pizza, etc. But we got one of our new sponsors with us live in person. She just had lunch, so we're going to ask her what she thinks about it. Dr. Kim Hong with Dish Centers of America, new sponsor. And thanks for joining us this afternoon live in person. And you look great today, and it looks like you had a really great lunch. So thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks, Mitch. Thanks for having me. I did have the roast beef po' boy, and it was delicious.
Well, there you go. See, well, that's their signature dish, I guess. But I know you say you're going to come back again maybe next month so you can try something else. And there's a lot of great things. But, I mean, you know, that's their thing, the roast beef po' boy. We just had the owner, one of the owners with us. He actually, in the kitchen, cuts the roast beef before they bring it out.
So it's wow.
Yeah, so it's amazing.
Yeah, I feel special.
I told him to do it for you. I said, Dr. Kim's coming to the show today. And so,
it was excellent.
So, but anyway, I know you're here also to talk about your business, and you guys do a wonderful job. I know we've worked together as well on that. So tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. I'm a chiropractic physician. I specialize in non-surgical spinal decompression. So what that is as a chiropractic physician, we see a lot of patients with neck, low back pain. Sometimes it can be caused by disc herniations. And normally the only way that we'll be able to see is through an MRI. Once we get the MRI, we'll be able to see how big those disc herniations are, and also related to their clinical symptoms and also their clinical findings. From there, we are able to diagnose and also develop a treatment plan. And the beauty of it is that we get to do this non-surgically. We're not giving them any types of injectable items, any chemicals in the body. We also have something called the Matrix that actually helps with neuropathy. So the two of those together has really taken the patient's symptoms in terms of being able to alleviate the pain so much faster.
Well, that's great. And I know you you guys deal with people who maybe have sports-related injuries. If they're in an automobile accident, for example, we see a lot of that in the New Orleans area. So is there a different kind of treatment for those, or just everybody has their own individual treatment, I guess?
Sure. So in a patient who has been in an auto accident, there's more than one ways to treat the same condition. Some patients, they just get sort of like a muscle stimulation and medication. And don't get me wrong, that's going to help with the pain. But in the long run, we want to be able to control the issue. So let's say if you have a disc herniation, If you take the medication, is it going to help with you with that pain at that time? Of course. But if we're able to go in there and decompress that disc, and also, of course, working with the spine through the adjustments, all of that is going to be able to control and contain the patient so that they can have a longer lasting effect of it.
And I know you got two locations, one in Mattery. We're in Mattery. Bucktown is in Mattery, actually. And so tell us about that location.
Sure. The one in Mattery is on Veterans near Cleary. We are right in between the Panda Express and the Taco Bell. And then the one over in the Gretna office is on Bell Chase Highway, right as you get off of the West Bank Expressway, where Lafayette turns into Bell Chase.
And then you've got one, you talked about the one on the West Bank as well. So convenient locations, right? And give us the contact information if somebody wants to make an appointment, see you guys.
Sure. The phone number is 504-263-2440. And you can call that number. We'll be able to schedule the patients in both offices. And if someone does have an MRI, I'd be happy to give them a free consultation. Just come on or give us a call. Let us know that you heard me on the radio and that I'd be happy to just go over what I see on the MRI with them and to let them know if I can or cannot help them.
Yeah, that's a really helpful thing, right? So. I know we're talking about something else, and I'm going to partake in the massage therapy thing, so talk a little bit about that as well.
Sure. We have a licensed massage therapist. She's been with us for about 10 years, and I think that in conjunction with the chiropractic treatment, adjustments, decompression, really does help to kind of look at it full circle, and it's not just it's more of a therapeutic massage.
Yeah, well, that's important, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I know you've been to, because we talk sports here too, I know you've been to some Pelicans basketball games. So I know they're kind of struggling a little bit this year, but I know you enjoy the experience. And again, next year, hopefully, with things opening up more, we'll have more audience participate, right? They're going to have more fans at the games.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to be able to go back into the Smoothie King Center and also the Superdome. I think that's a big part of New Orleans, and for us to be able to get back and support the team, it's going to be a feeling like none other.
Yeah, and you think about you meet so many people there, and you can unwind after a hard day's work because, like you said, you're in the office all day taking care of a lot of patients. So, it's a chance to relax and enjoy some entertainment.
Absolutely.
So what's the best way to get in touch with you guys? You have the website. You can call the office. Tell us about that.
Yes. So the office phone number, again, is 504-263-2440. And the website is metairie-gretnadiscenters.com. So metairie-gretnadiscenters.com. And my email is drhong@hongchiro.com. That's drhong@hongchiro.com.
All right, what about hours? I know you got what your hours, days of the week, etc.
So we're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, and Friday is 8 to 12.
Okay. Cool. That sounds like fun. It sounds like and you've been, how long have you been, actually, I didn't ask you this question last time, but how long have you been in the business?
I've been practicing for 20 years.
Wow.
I have two associates, Dr. Trainer and also Dr. Daniels. Dr. Trainer has been, she's been practicing for about maybe 11 or 12 years. She's been with me for about 10 years, and we're both named Kim. She's the exact
yeah. She was
replica.
Over here, right?
Yes. Yeah. Dr. Daniels had just started with us, but between the two offices, we have three doctors, and we also cater for the Spanish-speaking population as well, too.
What is that? Si hable español, I guess.
Si.
That's good.
And also Vietnamese. I I am a Vietnamese American, first generation.
But 20 years you've been doing this, right?
20 years.
Have you seen a lot? So there's been a lot of changes, I guess, in the technology and
Absolutely. So one of the reasons why I got into this profession is because I myself has disc herniation, and so I utilize everything. So the disc decompression table that we have, the AcuSpina, is state of the art, highest technology disc decompression.
Well, that's great. Hey, so you passed the test again. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having lunch here too. Do you remember what Kim, doctor,
Trainer.
Kim, what she had, Dr.
The spaghetti and meatball.
Yeah, that's good too. I tried the chicken parmesan about a week or so ago with pasta. I love pasta.
Italian dressing was good too.
Yeah, there you go. So, but thanks for being with us. I know you got to get back to work, unfortunately.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, but you're welcome to come back next month. We'll try to do it again. And she gives both Kim say the restaurant food was excellent. So we're going to take our first break. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll be back with more of the show. Again, we're live here till 2 p.m., till the top of the hour. They're open till 2 p.m. for lunch, so you can come on down, have a great lunch, and come see the show at R&O's here in Bucktown on Old Hammond Highway. We'll be here till 2 p.m., so come and join us. We'll be back right after these messages.
Awesome.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna. Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
Before you pay that other pest control company, they are, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Hi, this is Mimi Owens.
And I'm Jeff Carrere.
And we're moving on up.
Our show, He Said, She Said, is now moving to a new time, Mondays at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO.
Check out the He Said, She Said Facebook page where you can watch us live.
Also on the TuneIn Radio app on 990 AM and, of course, WGSO.com.
We're excited to be on Drive Time where we'll continue to discuss our local and national issues.
So join us for lively banter, interesting topics, great guests, and your phone calls.
That's He Said, She Said, Mondays at 5 p.m.
All right, we're back here live and mentioning some of our great sponsors as well. We want to thank, of course, Dr. Kim Hong, who joined us live in person here from Arno's Restaurant, Historic Bucktown on Old Hammond Highway. We're going to be here for another 45 minutes till 2 p.m. People still coming in to have lunch here. They do a great job. The food is excellent. They're on Old Hammond Highway, of course, in Historic Bucktown. Right on the doorstep of Lake Pontchartrain on the South Shore. And we had a little rough weather this early this morning overnight, but it's cleared up and we're drying out. And we'll see. Supposedly we have some more rain coming on Friday night, but hopefully a quiet night tonight. We want to mention Timberlane, one of our sponsors. You can go to playtimberlane.com. That's playtimberlane.com. They have the Golf Vantage program going on right now. It's $34.95 per month. It allows you to get complimentary lighted range. You get 20% discount on green fees. You get advanced tee times and discounts on merchandise as well. So a lot of great things with the Golf Vantage program at playtimberlane.com. Not only can you get information on that, $34.95 a month, but you also, if you want to book a tee time, if you want to take lessons and book lessons with, of course, Richie Tomlin, who's a golf pro over there at the Swing Shed. You can do that as well on that website, playtimberlane.com. Also, we've got LMMC.net, Metropolitan Health Group, the leader in accident and injury health care there at 2930 Canal Street. You can call that Mike Weibel today at 504-821-2574, 504-821-2574. That's LMMC.net, Metropolitan Health Group, the leader in accident and injury health care. So those are some of our great sponsors. We also have, of course, if you've been listening to some of the spots during the breaks, we have losses of Chip Forstall. So if you need a great personal injury lawyer, Chip Forstall is the guy you can get in touch with. 483-3400 there. We've got DA Exterminating for all your pest control needs. That's Jed Darensberg at DA Extermination. They are, you've been listening to their commercials as well, do a great job. They do termite inspections. They can set traps. They can do rodent work. Obviously, if you have issues with rodents, ants, roaches, etc. All those bugs that you got to deal with, DA Exterminating, Jed Darensberg there. And we also have Fidelity with Liz and Tammy over at Fidelity. We've run the new spots with them as well. They're sponsoring, they're always sponsoring major events, so you can look them up on their website, and we want to thank them for being a sponsor. Accardo and Lambert Heating and Plumbing, Danny Lambert over there, for all your needs, if you're getting, for example, if you get a pool, they can put in a gas line for your pool and spa heater, and they can deal with all your plumbing needs as well. So Accardo and Lambert Heating and Plumbing with Danny Lambert. So some of our great sponsors, of course, Doc's Rehab was with us as well with Dr. Steve Tribuna, and we're going to bring on board our dentist next week, Dr. Guy Cresson. We're going to have his spots on next week. Bucktown Dental, which is just down the street from us here on Lake Avenue. Bucktown Dental on Lake Avenue between West Esplanade and Old Hammond Highway. We got a lot of stuff going on. The second half of the show, we're going to have John Hendricks from the Saints. He covers the Saints for Sports Illustrated. We'll get his thoughts on the Saints offseason, Drew Brees retirement, etc., with also some of the other issues that they've dealt with, free agency, with the quarterback situation. We'll talk to him. And then we're going to wrap up the show with Kelly Gibson, former PGA star professional tour player, and get his thoughts on the Masters, which started today. Remember, the Masters played in November to make up for the postponement due to COVID, and they got that done. Dustin Johnson won that November, and they're coming back 5 months later in their traditional time, the first weekend in April, to have the Masters tournament going on, and they're starting today at Augusta National, one of the most beautiful courses, the Bobby Jones Masterpiece. Pelicans, rough night last night against the Brooklyn Nets. They lost. They gave up 79 points in the first half, which is the most in franchise history. But Brooklyn's loaded with all the talent. Even though Harden didn't play, Durant had come back, had not played in a while. Durant was on fire. And, of course, they've got Kyrie Irving, and they signed Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. Those are two guys that were bought out. So they had all kinds of great players they brought in to, I have no problem with it. I mean, people are complaining about that, but all these guys, they made the trade for Harden. Durant signed as a free agent. And Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge were bought out of their contracts, so they were available to go to any team. And they wanted to play for the Nets, and the Nets are trying to win an NBA championship. So that's a lot better. I love all these complaints from the national sports media, but they don't seem to care that the tampering that went on between LeBron James and Anthony Davis, which got Anthony Davis to leave the Pelicans and go to the Lakers, forced a trade. Nobody cared about that. That was clearly tampering on his part. And then he even did it again during the All-Star break. He's trying to talk to Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors, who has only one more year in his contract, about him leaving Golden State and going to play with the Lakers. I mean, it's this guy keeps doing this stuff, and I never hear any talk about it. It's ridiculous, and really something should be done about it, but the NBA won't do anything about it because LeBron James, of course, is a de facto commissioner, in my opinion. This commissioner is weak and will not say a word, but clearly there was tampering going on, and getting Davis to go with his agent. And then, basically Davis demanding he want out, he want to be traded. It was all a setup, no question about it. And it was not fair to the Pelicans. And the NBA let it happen. And I think David Stern, if he would have been the commissioner, was one of the greatest commissioners, maybe the best commissioner the NBA ever had, would not have put up with that. We saw what David Stern did when the Pelicans were for sale and we had to find a local owner to keep the team in New Orleans. We saw that David Stern had the NBA take over the Pelicans until they could find a local owner. And then the Benson stood up and did a wonderful job and keeping the team in New Orleans. But you don't have David Stern today. Unfortunately, you have a commissioner that does whatever LeBron James tells him to do. That's why I think LeBron James is the de facto commissioner. So I don't want to hear all these complaints about Brooklyn. But finally, before we take a break, I want to mention again, the Pelicans are 22-29. They've got some tough games still coming up. They are right now right on the spot of the 9-10. The teams that finished 9-10 in the Western Conference are allowed to do a play-in where they would have to beat either the 7 or 8, depending on where they finish, in a best-of-3 series, although they got to win 2, and the 7 and 8 only has to win 1, and that team advances and becomes the 7 and 8 seeds in the playoffs. So I heard David Wesley say after the game last night, which I agreed with him, is that what benefit is that anyway, because if you are fortunate enough to beat a 7 or 8, if you're one of the 9 or 10s and you're in the play-in situation, you have to, first of all, you got to beat one of these teams 2 out of 3 times, but you got to beat them twice. They only have to beat you once. And even if you do that and you do officially make the playoffs, then you've got to play the 1 or 2 seed in the Western Conference, which right now, Utah's hot and playing great basketball. Right now, number 2 is probably going to either be Phoenix, and then you would have to deal with Monty Williams, who the Pelicans fired, so you don't want to play them, or possibly the Clippers, who are loaded as well, with all the talent they've got. So I just think it's not a great situation. It might be better if the Pelicans don't. I know you talk about experience, playoff experience, et cetera, but I don't know if that really makes that much of a difference. And so we'll see how that shakes out. They've got, 20 more games left to go. They're 22 and 29, and they would have to go 15-6 to have a winning record of 37-35 because they only play 72 games. So they're in a tough spot anyway. Might be better just to go in the lottery and work on developing the team for the following year. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk football, Saints football, with John Hendricks, who covers the Saints for Sports Illustrated. We're live here for another 30 minutes at Arno's, world-famous Arno's in historic Bucktown on Old Hammond Highway, right on the doorstep of Lake Pontchartrain on the South Shore. We'll be back with more of the show In the Paint right after these messages.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local
and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
Find special champagne and sparkling wines at Bubbles at Brennan's, a beloved happy hour tradition at the only pink, or shall we say rosé, building in the French Quarter. Brennan's celebratory roost bar gets popping weekdays from 2 to 7 p.m. with a revolving selection of delicious, deeply discounted bottles of bubbly from our fabled wine cellar, alongside sparkling cocktails and decadent bar bites. Weekends begin sharply at 5 p.m. on Fridays with ceremonial French sabring in the Brennan's spectacular courtyard, 417 Royal Street in the French Quarter.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. As expected, no LSU employees appeared before a legislative committee today that's looking into allegations that the school purposely covered up previous sexual misconduct cases. An attorney for the school, William DeQuer, says because of a $50 million lawsuit filed against the university and several officials, it was not prudent for them to discuss the matter publicly.
I have to be protective when threatened with a lawsuit. We're talking me trying to make a decision based on the announcement of threatened litigation. I have to be cautious in that circumstance.
Colorado State University hurricane researchers anticipate an above-average 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. Graduate researcher at CSU, Jordan Jones, says they're predicting 17 named storms.
And we're also forecasting for 8 hurricanes and 4 major hurricanes. It is eerily similar to our forecast starting out in 2020.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin.
In Louisiana, we do elections right. We have a long track record of administering safe, secure, accurate, and transparent elections. Despite multiple natural disasters and a global pandemic, the 2020 elections in Louisiana were a great success. Unfortunately, states without the same stringent election processes as Louisiana have undermined voter confidence here and across the country. I can assure you that we will continue to provide voters with the same unwavering commitment to superior election administration, which has made our state a national leader in election integrity.
Early voting for the upcoming April 24th election is April 10th through the 17th. Remember to visit govote.com or check out the award-winning GoVote mobile app to find your polling place or view a sample ballot. That's GEAUX Vote.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin reminding you to go vote, Louisiana.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
All right, we're back here for the second half of the show. We'll be here for 30 more minutes live here at Arno's in Bucktown on Old Hammond Highway. And let's get to our next guest. We, we talk basketball, but we talk some other sports as well. And we're going to talk golf in the last segment because the Masters is a big deal and they started today. But we got to get an update on what the Saints are doing. And a gentleman who's been on my other show, In the Red Zone, who was a regular contributor, who covers the Saints through Sports Illustrated, John Hendricks is with us. John, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you too, Mitch. Hope all is well and you're enjoying the off-season, if you will.
Yeah, well, it was it was interesting. That why did we not know, or should we have known, that Drew Brees was going to wait till the day he actually signed with the Saints to make? I think we knew he was going to probably retire, but everybody's saying, you know, he was waiting, but I think it made perfect sense to retire on the same day you signed the contract, that same date. So I want to get your thoughts on that, and you know, just a little perspective on Drew Brees' career in New Orleans.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's a shock, I guess, if you will. And look, it's one thing to know that, hey, Drew Brees is his legacy with this team and everything that he's done, and his laundry list of accomplishments as quarterback of the Saints is something that's always going to be noted. And look, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer in Canton. There's no denying that. And look, it was just nice to be able to see him in person his final season. I know it didn't really go the way anybody wanted it, but, you know, it's fitting how it ended. And I think, obviously, when you see him talk about all the different, you know, ways that things are going to end, that, you know, it's not a surprise that he decided that he hung it up the way he did and went out the way he did. And being at that final game at the Superdome, it was, you know, one of those things that, hey, you see how his mannerisms, you see how things were going with things. And, you know, it wasn't really that surprising to me that he decided to hang it up. And I think that was always the inevitable choice. We just didn't know the timing. But, you know, the way he did it was so Drew Brees, and he's definitely going to be missed.
You know, when we look back, and I gotta throw this out to you, because there's some fans that think that, you know, there could have been more success. You know, it's so hard to get to a Super Bowl and then win a Super Bowl. But with the talent we had all those years, are we going to look back and say, you know, maybe we should have won another Super Bowl? Or should we just say, hey, it was just great to win one Super Bowl. Don't be greedy about it. So, because I hear mixed reacts. Some people think, you know, it could have been a bigger two or three Super Bowls. But if you look at Tom Brady, he's won all these Super Bowls, but you got all these Hall of Fame quarterbacks that are only going to end up winning one Super Bowl. Maybe Aaron Rodgers can win another one. But Brees is at one. Rodgers is at one. Mahomes, we don't know if he's going to win another Super Bowl. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
I think what's always going to be tough for fans is the missing elements of what could have been, right? And what I mean specifically is the 2011 season. I thought for sure that could have been their second opportunity at a ring. And, you know, unfortunately, it just doesn't happen because of what happened in San Francisco that year. And I think that's obviously going to leave a bad taste in the mouth. And then you see what happened in 2018 when they got close. And, you know, unfortunately, as a jobbed out of a potential matchup in the Super Bowl. And again, that's always going to be one that you remember, right? And so I think that's where most of the fans, you know, opinions come from, is that, hey, look, this could have been more for this team potentially. I mean, we don't know that 100%, but, you know, it would have been nice to at least seen them being able in a space where they could have competed for it. And, you know, unfortunately, that's not what's going to be remembered. It's going to be remembered as, hey, you know, the blown call in the championship game cost them a chance to get their second ring. But even before that, it was 2011 when they were lost to that 49ers team. So, I mean, it was grateful to be able to win a championship for sure. But, you know, you definitely wanted to see Breeze win another one.
Yeah, I think 2011 would be the year. No question. 2011 would be the year when we think, because if they win that game and they had taken the lead in that game, and then, you know, Jimmy Graham scored the touchdown, and then they let them come all the way down the field and score a touchdown and beat them. But they would have hosted the NFC Championship game against the Giants. I don't think anybody thinks they would have lost that game. Then they would have just had to beat the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. But, oh, well, we're moving on to this year, and now we've got the quarterbacks, Peyton feels comfortable with Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. Looks like that's going to be the two quarterbacks unless they draft a quarterback. So what are your thoughts on, in this draft, the top-rated quarterbacks would not be available to the Saints unless they trade up, which I haven't heard they're going to do. Who do you think they're going to draft? You know, just estimate, maybe. And do you think they'll draft a quarterback?
Yeah, look, I think, first of all, I look at the roster position just based on how things have shaped out in free agency thus far. I mean, you know, I don't think you say never say never with drafting somebody because, you know, I think the Cesar Ruiz pick was shocking to a lot of people, right? And, I look across this roster right now, and I think there's plenty of arguments to be made on the defensive side that they need a legitimate cornerback because you lost Janoris Jenkins, and I don't think Patrick Robinson is going to be the guy that takes all those snaps. Then they also need to look at a linebacker for somebody to pair opposite of DeMario Davis. I do know that they like Chase Hansen a good bit. I think that, you know, obviously his injury history is going to be something you got to watch and keep an eye out for, but, I don't think you have a definitive answer there. And then, you know, I think you can even make a case for a wide receiver just because you don't have Emmanuel Sanders there, and I don't know what you get necessarily with Tre'Quan Smith going forward, and especially in his final year. So I think there's a multitude of ways that they can go. I can tell you who I think, you know, if they could get somebody like a J.C. Horn, a Patrick Surtain, a corner, that would be an absolute slam dunk. I just don't know if it's going to be able there. But, you know, you got 8 picks, and I'd be happy if they came out with 4 or 6 of those. I expect them to be aggressive and try to trade up and get the guys that they need to fill this roster out and answer some of those holes that they potentially have right now.
Yeah, and the Saints seem to have a history of liking to move around on draft day or draft night, so we'll see if they do that. I agree with what you just said about a wide receiver because, a lot of people are a little bit skeptical about going into this season with Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. Some people think Taysom Hill's still going to be the starter, which I wouldn't be shocked. You would think that wouldn't happen, but I wouldn't be shocked. Obviously they're going to need more weapons, right, than just Michael Thomas. But with, like you said, losing Sanders, I know you've got, Alvin Kamara, but there's a lot of good wide receivers in that draft. Some people think this draft might be better than last year's draft with the depth of wide receiver. That's an interesting theory, but I've heard some national sports guys say that. So, but like you said, if a guy like Surtain falls to you, I mean, I think you got to take a guy like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, it always just depends on how the board falls. And we know as far as Sean Payton goes and stuff that, you know, if there's a guy he likes, he's going to pull the trigger, right? And they're going to do what they can to try to at least get him. I feel good about, you know, the direction. And obviously you don't have Terry Fontenot anymore. Went on to Atlanta. You still have Jeff Ireland. I know there's a lot of, players that they're always linked to. And that's the norm every year that we go through this is that, they met with this person, they met with that person. And that's kind of the norm that they meet with just about everybody, right? And, it's going to depend on how those first 10 to 15 picks play out. They're a team that doesn't necessarily have to say, oh, we're just going to worry about next year and see how it falls as far as the drafting capital goes. I mean, they'll make the moves that they feel is going to be smart. And look, I would expect them to be a little bit more aggressive to fill out some of those roles if they see a good corner that they want in the earlier rounds, then I would expect that. I could see it for a wide receiver corner. I don't know necessarily as a linebacker, just because you have an option that maybe they are able to bring back, you know, Quan Alexander, assuming he's back to health, you know, from his ACL injury and such. But, you know, there's just a lot of unknowns there. But, you know, again, I look at the roster and the list of needs that they do have right now. And, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that play out. And it always depends on how this board drafts out, because you try to do your best to guess what's going to happen. And it never works out the way everybody thinks it is.
What are your thoughts on franchising Marcus Williams? I think it took some people by surprise, because he was one of those guys they didn't know if he was going to be back next year because of the being over the cap and having to, you know, get rid of some of these free agents, which cost some money. So I want to get your thought. We only have a minute to go. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he was the player that you couldn't afford to lose, just in my opinion. And again, I knew Trey Hendrickson. I wasn't surprised by that. I just felt like, you know, hey, you have Cam Jordan, you have Marcus Davenport there. You know, there's no reason for you to have to splurge and try to keep somebody like him. And, you know, he got paid, obviously, and that's good for him, just because I think he definitely earned it. But, look, Marcus Williams is the guy that it's going to be a lot harder to replace. And so now they got to try to figure out a way to get some long-term deal done. And they got guys like Ramchek and Lattimore, they got to worry about long-term deals too, so that could potentially free up some space.
All right, well, hey, John, we got to roll. Thanks. It's always a pleasure. Let's do it next month, and you'll give us an update after the draft how they do. So we'll be back with more of that. Thanks again, John.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
All right, so we're going to take our final break. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little PGA. The Masters started today all the way through Sunday, the first major of the year. One of the most beautiful, like I call it, golf's holy ground. We'll be back to talk to Kelly Gibson about that right after these messages.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment, with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, Ringside All-Star Chris Holton joins us of the Center for Security Policy. We'll also visit with our Ringside All-Star Donna Carol Voss, blogger extraordinaire, to talk about all the hot topics of the day. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
All right, we're back for the final segment, and we've been talking a little bit Saints and Pelicans. We're going to wrap it up with one of my favorite sports, golf, and, of course, the Masters coming up starting today all the way through Sunday with my buddy Kelly Gibson, former PGA Tour professional, and he does a lot of great work in the community, a lot of charity work with the Kelly Gibson Foundation. So, Kelly, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, no problem, Mitch. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Thanks the Masters is such a special place. To me, I call it like golf's holy ground. I mean, it's, you know, Bobby Jones, was a class act, and what a beautiful vision he had. And everybody wants to win the tournament. Not only that, I love all the quotes over the years from all the, you know, the great players who played the course. So I want to get your thoughts on the Masters and how important it is as we start moving towards, you know, I know we're still dealing with COVID, but things are getting a little bit better. How important it is to have fans at Augusta National this year?
Well, I think it's really important. It's a sense of normalcy for sporting fans, especially at Augusta. It's just not the same tournament without the roars that are unique to that golf course. The way the golf course is designed and laid out, it lends itself to some incredibly loud roars, especially on the back nine on holes 13 and 15 and hole number 16, a very accessible par three with some pretty unique pin placements. On Sunday afternoon, you can get some intimidating noise getting in the mind of a golfer during the final round of a major championship.
You know, it was interesting on the Golf Channel this morning or last night, they were talking about the those players that got so close, right? You think about Scott Hoke missing that putt and losing in the playoff to Nick Faldo, for example. Even guys who've won the tournament, like even Ben Hogan, you know, lost one year because he screwed up on the 18th hole. And he's one of the greatest of all time, so it's happened to the greatest. But I thought that was interesting, and I guess that comes from such a great desire to win this tournament and the amount of pressure that you face, especially like you said, on the back nine on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the crowd makes a significant difference. I remember like when Nicklaus won in 86, Seve Ballesteros was really in the driver's seat, and I think Greg Norman was right there too. And Nicklaus was making all the noise. I mean, the crowd was just unbelievable that year. And Seve hit a pretty simple four iron right in the middle of the lake, I think, on 15. And Norman hit one way right on 18. And they were affected by the adrenaline. It's a very hard course to win on because you have to be so precise on your second shot. And then what I mean by that is the approach shot needs to be on the right quadrant of the green, whether that's the front, the left, the right, or the back side of the green. You have to have the right yardage. You have to have control of your adrenaline. You have to play aggressive when you need to play aggressive. You have to play passive when you need to defend away from a bad pin or a bad yardage. Sometimes you get a bad yardage, you just got to be smart and play away from the pin. Sometimes you get a green light and you got to attack. Augusta National pushes the edges on all those.
Well, those greens are incredible, how difficult they are to putt. Those greens, that you have to read those greens. You've seen so many putts where you putt it one way and it comes back the other way. But is there a guy out there who's like a crowd favorite now? Well, I don't know if we have, since Tiger Woods is probably not going to be back or not, probably in a more limited role, because everybody loved him and, Is there a guy, I guess there may be Dustin Johnson has a potential or one of those guys to draw the crowd in, but I don't know if there's one person today that would have that kind of magic like a Woods or Nicklaus would have.
No, I think you're right. It's a very good observation, Mitch. I mean, like, I think Bryson DeChambeau's a little bit of a wild card. He's a more athletic, not as a big a problem child off the course as John Daly was. But he's doing things that John Daly did in 1991, 92. And I think he's unique. You've got people that love him. You've got people that hate him. So it'd be interesting to see if he gets on a roll this week. I think you've got some young, very good young players, Colin Markaw. I think Matthew Wolf and Victor Hovland. Those guys are, you know, they're very young. It'd be surprising to see them be able to go four rounds. They might pop up on the leaderboard, but to be able to close might be a challenge. I think Rory would gather the fan base if he could get hot, get his putter back. I think everybody's pulling for him to clean up the majors. If he wins the Masters, he gets the career Grand Slam. Obviously not in the same year, but I think he would be a crowd favorite. I think Phil Mickelson's probably the biggest crowd favorite in the field. If he were to get playing good, his personality has improved as the years have gone by. He has certainly gathered more fans on Twitter than he has on the golf course, and I think that's good for him. It's good for the game. So if I was going to say one guy this week that could energize the crowd, it would be Phil Mickelson and Rory, probably the two guys I would look to.
Yeah, you got some side stories like Rory, right? Chance to complete the majors, and he's been struggling. Phil looks like his days are numbered on the PGA Tour. So I'm thinking DeChambeau might be the rock star potential guy. If he can hit the ball the way he hits the ball, and if he can keep it straight there, who knows if he wins. But if you had to pick a couple of guys, I know they've already started. It's so hard. It's such a tough bet. I was thinking about Brooks Koepka, but I know he's going through some injury issues. But just to go to one of those sports books and have to pick a guy is so tough. But is there a couple of guys that you feel comfortable that will be in contention on Sunday afternoon?
Well, I haven't even looked at the scoreboard today. I'm actually at Universal Park in Orlando with my children's spring break. But you know, I kind of thought Justin Thomas is peaking at the right time. I don't know how he's playing today. I kind of like Tony Finau, but he just hasn't been able to close. But he gets in position. I like his golf swing. I like the way he strikes the ball. John Rahm is a big guy that looks like he's got pretty good control of his iron game. So, you know, it's not always a bomber that wins at Augusta. It's a guy that can place his iron shots in the right spot. And that's executing well with the putter. You have to putt well there. There's no doubt about it. Some of the toughest greens in the world. And if it's playing hard and fast, I know they might be getting some weather this weekend, but it's just very difficult to win this tournament without putting good.
I agree with you completely on that. That's the key. Before I let you go, I know you have the Kelly Gibson Foundation. So tell us what you guys are up to. I know, it had to be a little bit modified with the pandemic. But tell me what the schedule's like for the Kelly Gibson Foundation this spring.
Well, this spring we're working right now. We're doing a little bit of prep work for the Zurich Classic. We're going to have some juniors out helping caddying. During the celebrity shootout on Tuesday during the Dirt Classic week. And then right after that, we start getting into our summer programming. We're going to produce about 17 events for junior golfers age 7 through 22 years old at all the best courses in the New Orleans area and Biloxi. We go and play Diamond Head a couple times. So it's really good, Mitch. I appreciate you letting us get up onto your platform to talk about it. We had 219 kids play on our tour last year, and over the past 10 years we've had over 2,000 kids come through our programming. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, hey, it sounds great. Enjoy the rest of your vacation, and thanks for joining us, Kelly. It's always a pleasure, and hopefully we can have you on next month.
right, Mitch. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
All right, take care, man. That was Kelly Gibson. We're wrapping up the show. We want to thank all our great guests, Kim Ong, Kelly Gibson. We're going to have Blake Dean, UNO baseball coach, on next week. John Hendricks, of course, Henry back in the studio. We want to thank UJ and Carl and all the great people here at Arno's Restaurant. We'll be back again next Thursday, same time, 1 p.m. We'll talk Masters win and all the great stuff. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr.